John Cleese with Benton, and the City Council in Colchester is going to have to make some very big decisions in the future. First of all, what are some of the things that need to be done to the sewer system in that southwest part of town?
Well, some of the things that we've been assisting the city in investigating deals with the collection system for the sewer system, sanitary sewer system. There's sometimes when it rains, there's connections that get stormwater in them, and that overloads the collection system and the lift stations that transport the water out to the lagoon. So not only do we have some problems locally with basement backups and some of the transportation of the wastewater out to the lagoons, but the lagoons themselves are also overloaded with regards to too much wastewater, too much too fast, basically, and to meet the NPDES permit requirement. So the city's been working on looking at solutions the past year and a half and evaluating some of their technical solutions, but also looking at funding in working, trying to seek out grants and low-interest loans to minimize the impact to its sewer customers.
It sounds like, too, you're going to actually have to take a look inside, but probably some combination of replacing existing sewer lines and as well as lining some of the existing lines.
Yes, sir. Part of the design will be the evaluation of the collection system. The sewer lines would be televised, smoke testing, and whether or not improvements could be made in a non-invasive manner so that lining of existing pipes without disturbing the surface and inconveniencing the residents, whereas if a line is collapsed or there's structural problems, then we're going to have to replace that with traditional means of excavation and a trench and all the inconveniences that go with that. So we're trying to look at all the possibilities in minimizing the improvements.
And just, and again, very rough figures, I think people need to understand that, but ballpark probably $1.5 to $2.5 million, depending on the combination of techniques that are used.
Yes, and that's in the southwest area, between $1.5 and $2.5 million is what our estimates are at this time. We're at the preliminary stages, and that would be refined as we go through the design, and also depending upon what kind of required improvements out of the lagoons that the Illinois EPA requires. So at this time, again, it's an ongoing evaluation of the sanitary sewer system.